The Institute of National Remembrance carries out its research, educational, commemorative, and archival mission, both at home and abroad. And part of it is defending Poland's good name. Polish concentration camps, German concentration camps. Poland destroys Soviet graves? Poland respects Soviet graves. We address honest mistakes, misinterpretation of history, and outright manipulation by politicians, historians, and media. Defamation. Poland's camps and ghettos? The Polish nation collaborated in the Holocaust? Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact was a defense agreement? Poland cooperated with Germany in the 1930s and had a pact with Hitler? Publicizing the Katyn massacre, Poland weakened the anti-Hitler coalition? Poland exterminated Soviet prisoners of war in the 1920 to 1921 war? Monitoring dozens of media outlets and hundreds of social media accounts, we detect about 100 such cases every year and act on them. We consult our historians and extensive database of their publications. We talk to our lawyers and determine the legal implications. We contact the authors of the defaming words, explaining why they were wrong, and ask for correction. We publicize the case on our website and social media and put the facts right. I have amended the statement in my copy of the original column to read, "She escaped the Luck ghetto established by the Third Reich in Nazi-occupied Poland, Mike Parker." On the 17th of September 1939, Stalin joined his ally Hitler in a military attack on Poland, Timothy Snyder. Let us emphasize that there can be absolutely no consent for any forms of commemorating the totalitarian communist regime and people serving it. Historical facts. K.L. Auschwitz and others were German concentration camps in occupied Poland. The Polish nation did not collaborate in the Holocaust. Many Poles became Holocaust victims. Publicizing the Katyn massacre, Poland exposed the true nature of the Soviet regime. Poland never exterminated Soviet prisoners of war. Poland had non-aggression agreements with Germany and the USSR. In contrast, the Soviet-German Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact was an aggressive agreement. Our reach is wide. Our website has millions of views every year. On Facebook, our anti-defamation and decommunization posts reach six-figure audiences. Our Twitter content on anti-defamation and decommunization gets hundreds of thousands of impressions. To tell you the truth, our priority is historical truth. Defending Poland's good name.